Are you a high achiever? If you are, you know that sometimes that comes with a lot of stress and anxiety. But living a happier, more content life doesn't mean you have to give up on your ambitions, according to Mary Anderson, author of the new book, The Happy High Achiever, 8 Essentials to Overcome Anxiety, Manage Stress, and Energize Yourself for Success Without Losing Your Edge. Mary is a licensed psychologist and sought-after speaker, and she joins us now to share 5 of her big ideas.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Anderson, a licensed clinical psychologist, author, and speaker with over a decade of experience helping people become happier, healthier, and sustainably high achieving. Today, I am excited to share 5 of the key insights from my book, The Happy High Achiever, 8 Essentials to Overcome Anxiety, Manage Stress, and Energize Yourself for Success Without Losing Your Edge. Insight number 1. You need to catch and conquer cognitive distortions, especially the troublesome trifecta. Are you overwhelmed by self-doubt and your overextended schedule? Do you feel massive pressure to keep achieving big and impressive goals? Do you experience fear of failure, of making mistakes, or of being viewed as incompetent? You are not alone. Countless ambitious, high-achieving patients have walked into my office and, dropping their flawless facades, candidly and courageously described struggling with chronic stress, anxiety, worry, perfectionism, and burnout. I've spent my career working to help people overcome these exact issues. So, as they settle on my therapy couch, we begin by learning to catch and conquer cognitive distortions. Cognitive distortions are unhelpful thoughts originating from erroneous assumptions, misinterpretations, or maladaptive beliefs. It's crucial to identify and challenge them because they needlessly ratchet up our anxiety and stress and keep us stuck. This is because of the powerful relationship between our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, which all directly impact each other. For example, imagine you're at a job interview for a position you really want, and as you shake the interviewer's hand, you think, "What if I freeze up?" And then you feel extremely nervous. You may actually wind up behaving in a way that's disengaged, making minimal eye contact and appearing less invested. But what if instead you think to yourself, "I'm so excited I got this interview"? Imagine how different you would feel, probably motivated, proud, grateful, and how that would affect how you show up and behave at the interview, likely curious, interested, and energetic. So it's critical that you raise your awareness about what you are thinking, because what thoughts you focus on will directly impact your feelings and behaviors, which will profoundly impact your life. So, when you feel overwhelmed, anxious, or stressed out, step 1 is to ask yourself, "What am I telling myself?" Almost always, you'll recognize there's a cognitive distortion amplifying your anxiety, like focusing on the possibility of freezing up in the interview, making you feel extremely nervous. Now, we move from awareness into action. Step 2 is poking holes in that unhelpful thought by asking, "How is my thought not necessarily true?" Find the evidence, the facts of the situation that demonstrate your thought may be inaccurate. And finally, step 3 is creating new and improved self-talk. Ask yourself, "What is a more helpful thought I can focus on?" Use the evidence you just amassed to practice an accurate, believable thought that will help your anxiety feel more manageable and help you move forward. Throughout my many years as a psychologist, I've found there are 3 cognitive distortions that most often plague high achievers and are the greatest obstacles to excellence. I call them the troublesome trifecta. They include 1, all or nothing thinking, which sounds like, "If I'm not perfect, I'm a failure." 2, jumping to conclusions like, "It's not going to go well," or "They think I sound stupid." And 3, should statements like, "I should be further in my career. I'm so behind." Our mission is to catch and conquer these unhelpful, but unfortunately ubiquitous beasts so that you can feel and be your best. Insight number 2, perfectionism is the Achilles heel of the ambitious. In their attempt to be perfect, high achievers actually limit themselves. striving to appear flawless, they are afraid to take risks or try new things they may not immediately be adept at. They burn out from overworking, often in inefficient ways, rechecking and stressing about minor details, or avoid starting tasks or projects they worry might not come out as well as they want, which I call perfectionism-fueled procrastination. So their lives actually get smaller. Striving for perfection is counterproductive, yet, unfortunately to their detriment, high achievers are fiercely resistant to relinquishing that quest. Often my clients worry that if they release the perfection metric and its accompanying anxiety, they might become lazy, lose their edge, and not reach their goals. This is a pervasive and dangerous misconception. The truth is that shifting from striving for perfection to working toward excellence actually protects and enhances your edge. Why? Because perfectionism makes people terrified of making mistakes and results in rigid thinking and people-pleasing. At core, it's about feeling like you have to prove yourself, tying your self-worth to your achievements, appearance, or performance, instead of believing in your inherent value. The bottom line is, if you make your internal worth beholden to external validation, you will live with chronic anxiety. Alternatively, striving for excellence allows for high achievement and our humanity. As humans, we will make mistakes. They're inevitable. They don't impact our internal worth, and we can learn from them. So the goal shifts from people-pleasing to making progress and moving forward. Excellence is about being our best, while recognizing our best will differ by the day. For example, after a good night's sleep versus when we're in the midst of the flu, jet lag, or a recent breakup. Switching the metric to excellence begins with catching and conquering cognitive distortions again. Specifically, all-or-nothing thinking, which is thinking in absolutes. So when you notice you are telling yourself all-or-nothing thoughts, always, never, everything, nothing, perfect, failure, poke holes in those suckers by asking how those thoughts may not be true and gather evidence about how you may be unnecessarily forcing a dichotomy. This is the path to excellence. Insight number 3, you need to prioritize SELF self-care and keep it doable to effectively manage stress and enjoy high performance. Let's debunk a myth about self-care. It doesn't need to mean two-hour bubble baths and week-long meditation retreats. When I talk about self-care, what I mean is taking good care of yourself on a regular basis. And to be sustainably happy, healthy, and high-achieving, self-care is a necessity. My high-achieving patients tend to balk when I raise the idea of taking even a few minutes out of their busy schedules to take care of themselves. Instead, they often minimize their exhaustion and overwhelm and point to someone else who is easily maintaining under the same pressures. But the unfortunate, inconvenient reality is, if they don't practice self-care, they will burn out. So I created the SELF self-care acronym to help patients focus on the science-based self-care fundamentals that give them the best bang for their buck. These self-care fundamentals are worth your time. They will help fuel you with the energy you need to be high-performing in the short term and be your most excellent self in the long term. The S in SELF stands for sleep. Research shows that chronic lack of rest has negative effects on memory, attention, concentration, and decision-making. But a good night's sleep, at least 7 hours for adults, can improve productivity, problem-solving skills, memory, and concentration. Try sticking to a fixed wake time to help effectively regulate your sleep schedule. Motivate yourself to get up at the same time each morning with a tempting cup of coffee or other enjoyable AM ritual. The E stands for exercise. I'm sure you've been hearing lectures on the importance of physical activity since childhood. Aim for 30 minutes of activity most days. This is an incredibly efficient method for managing stress and reducing levels of the stress hormone cortisol, making it one of the most effective ways to prevent burnout. The L stands for look forward. It's easy to get mired in the daily grind, but we all need some relaxing or fun things to anticipate. So plan at least one pleasant activity a week to look forward to. Just the anticipation of something positive is powerful. You'll get a mood boost not only when doing the activity, but also when thinking about it in advance. That means scheduling activities you truly enjoy, not what is most productive. Keep it really manageable. Plan to meet up with a friend, order your favorite takeout, or book a massage. Pick one thing you'll look forward to. Put it in your calendar, commit to doing it, and enjoy. Lastly, our F stands for fuel. You need to feed and hydrate your body well. Otherwise, your cognitive performance will suffer. So keep healthy, energy-boosting snacks readily available. And don't forget to fuel your mind, too. A few minutes out in nature, a few moments of quiet without scrolling on your phone, or even just a few deep breaths at your desk or on the way to your next meeting can make all the difference. Most importantly, keep your self-care routine doable. Make sure to choose realistic goals and stay flexible about how you achieve them, like aiming to take a walk at least twice a week instead of overshooting for a long walk every day, so that you're set up for success. Keep self-care doable so you keep doing it. Insight number 4, gratitude is rocket fuel for your success. Now it's time to debunk what I like to call the gratitude myth. We're often socialized to believe that success comes first, then happiness because of the success, and then gratitude because we are so thankful for our happiness. But that's entirely backward. Instead, gratitude leads to happiness, which leads to success. Why? Because gratitude helps accelerate happiness. You feel happier when you focus on and appreciate the good, meaningful things in your life. And high achievement. We know from abundant research that happiness is associated with enhanced efficiency, productivity, and creativity. Plus, gratitude directly combats the unhelpful thoughts that make up the troublesome trifecta. When you appreciate and value what you have, you're way less likely to fall into all-or-nothing thinking, jumping to conclusions, or should statements. For example, you may have a stressful job, but you really appreciate your thoughtful coworker who is supportive of you. So instead of thinking, everything is awful at work, you are able to conquer your all-or-nothing thought. In this way, gratitude is a phenomenal tool for overcoming the particular cognitive distortions that plague high achievers. I call gratitude the highest elevation of self-talk. Gratitude helps us focus our attention on appreciating things, on what is valuable, good, or meaningful in our lives. It helps us stay balanced and keep perspective. It's not about toxic positivity. You never need to paste a fake smile on your face when you're suffering. Gratitude helps us see reality as it is, the good and the bad, and empowers us to focus on the good that helps us feel better and keep moving forward. Indeed, appreciation is higher ground. It provides a much better vantage point. Gratitude's superpower is that it grounds us in the moment, gives us perspective, and lets us keep moving forward. So, finding ways to regularly practice gratitude in your life, from keeping a gratitude journal to remembering to simply say thank you to those around you, is absolutely essential for fueling your happiness and success. Insight number 5, start now. The phrase that I hear most often at final sessions with my patients is, "I wish I had started this sooner, Dr. A." That's because optimizing your thoughts, like overcoming cognitive distortions, and behaviors, like regularly implementing self-care, can enhance everything from work to home to health to relationships. And why would you want to wait for that relief or success? You deserve to feel and be your best now. As Buddhist monk and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh once said, the best way to take care of the future is to take care of the present moment. When you're really ambitious with a jam-packed schedule, it can feel hard to make time for yourself, but now is the time to boost your common confidence so you can be sustainably happy and high achieving throughout your lifetime. Why? Because now is what we have. So start now to talk to yourself like you would a dear friend, rather than relentlessly berating yourself with self-critical thoughts. As premier self-compassion researcher Krista Neff, PhD, writes in her book, Fierce Self-Compassion, research shows not only that we can learn to be more self-compassionate, but that it radically changes our lives for the better. Start now to take good care of yourself. You deserve it. That means rocking the SELF self-care fundamentals. You don't need to do everything perfectly or all of them all at once. Just focus on making progress. Lastly, and perhaps most importantly, start now to transform your awareness into action. When you start to pay attention and become more aware of your thoughts and behaviors, then you can take action to optimize them. And it's only by taking action that you will transform your life for the better. You can overcome your anxiety and effectively manage your stress. You can create and maintain excellent habits. You can persevere through mistakes or difficult moments and keep moving forward. You can be a happy, healthy, high achiever and enjoy an excellent life. Now, go. You got this. Those are 5 insights from my book, The Happy High Achiever. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoy the book.
Thank you, Mary. That was 5 big ideas from The Happy High Achiever, 8 essentials to overcome anxiety, manage stress, and energize yourself for success without losing your edge, by Mary Anderson. I'm Michael Kopnat. Have a great day.